6:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Crom Carmichael will be with us at 6:30. And the very best Washington correspondent in the country, Neil W. McCabe, will be with us at 7:15 in studio with us. Good friend from upstate New York.
Yeah, that's right.
Brad Lytle, the chairman of the Wilson County Republican Party. Brad, there is an event. I'll be the MC of this event 1 week from tomorrow, Thursday, April the 7th, in Lebanon. Tell us when and where the details. There's a meet and greet. There'll be 11 candidates or 10 GOP candidates who have announced they're running for the 5th congressional district in Tennessee. How many will be there?
Well, that situation's fluid, Michael. Right now it's 11. It had been 12, and then it dropped to 10, and now it's 11. So we'll have 11 candidates there, we believe. It's on Thursday, April 7th. We'll have a meet and greet between 5:30 and 6:30, and that's where all those candidates will have a table with their election materials displayed, mm-hmm. yard signs, bumper stickers, et cetera, as well as our local candidates. I don't know if you are aware of this, but this is really the first time that Wilson County has had partisan primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the 50 positions that are open locally, we have 66 Republican candidates running for those. There are 15 independents. And surprisingly, Michael, you might not believe this, but there's only one Democrat running in Wilson County, and that's for the Lebanon Special School District.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Now, there may be some Democrats running, but they're not running as Democrats. And then the program will start at 6:30, and we have a great MC.
That would be yours truly, Michael Patrick Leahy.
Yes, that's correct.
And all 11 of these candidates will be there. In essence, this is more going to be, I'll introduce them. They'll talk about their platform, about 3 minutes each, depending.
Yep.
And that's basically going to be just informational. It's not going to be a debate or any of that. But 11 candidates, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And
it's an exciting time for Tennessee 5. Myself and many of us are not really happy about losing our congressman, John Rose, because we were in the 6th district.
Mm-hmm.
But the chance to break up the Democratic stronghold in Davidson County is an exciting opportunity with three different districts made out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that. And as you can see by the number of candidates, they are as well.
WilsonCountyGOP.com, that's your website. Yes. Now, I understand that this is going to be pretty well attended. How many people have signed up for it so far?
400.
400?
Yes.
Wow. This is going to be a big event. And so I guess all of the announced candidates will be there. Baxter Lee, Kurt Winstead, Natisha Brooks. I guess Andy Ogles is planning on being there.
He's confirmed for being there. Yeah.
Oh, he's okay. Andy Ogles will be there, and then Robbie Starbuck will be there.
That's correct.
Morgan Ortegas.
Yep.
There's one dropout though, right?
Yes. Well, I don't know if he's dropped out of the race. He's dropped out.
Out of your event.
And he told us. We were told that he was dropping out of the race, not dropping out, but going by what the Tennessee legislature has come through with the bill, and he's going to abide by that. And we were told by his campaign manager that he's withdrawn.
So this is David Vitale.
David Vitale, right.
Exactly. So, but it'll be interesting, and it'll be fun.
It will be.
And I'll tell you what, if you've not ever been to one of these events, and I think this ought to be really anybody in the 5th Congressional District.
Absolutely.
Who's a Republican, who wants to learn, get to know these candidates.
See them all at once.
You can go in. And I'm going to be there for the meet and greet before I MC the event itself. But the meet and greet's going to be good because you walk in, the candidates have their tables, they've got their campaign material. You get up, you can ask them questions. Get to know what kind of people they are.
1 minute.
I think that's important, don't you?
And even though it's a... even though there's going to be 400 people there, it's going to give you an opportunity to go to that table and maybe there's a question you have for one of the candidates mm-hmm. and you want to know. Mm-hmm. You would never get that opportunity in a big setting, a rally or whatever, but this setting will allow that.
And, you know, when you talk to somebody, you look at them face to face, you ask them a question, you see how they respond, you look at eye to eye, you get a sense of who they are.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people. There's like 11 people, maybe more. You know, the filing deadline hasn't happened yet.
Well, so, there's one I couldn't get a hold of, Richie Lee. I don't know who that is. If you're listening, Richie, contact me.
This is your opportunity
right. To
make your case. We'll have more with Brad Lytle, chairman of the Wilson County Republican Party after this.